Welcome to Crossbow Hunters of Minnesota's podcast. I'm your host, Michael Keeler, joined by my co-host, Adam McDermott and Jeremy Hayfeld. Tonight's episode is going to be on ground hunting. And I'm Michael, and then we have Jeremy with us and also Adam. And we are going to talk a little bit about how we've developed our styles in ground hunting and some of the gear that we use and techniques and stuff like that. So I don't know who wants to start first. Adam, you want to go first? Kind of give us an idea on, like, how you got started in ground hunting, or did you, you know, evolve from trees down to the ground like the monkeys, or, you know, I don't know. That's how I did it.
Yeah. I just bought the cheap, well, it's probably sort of a turkey hunting. I just bought kind of an umbrella style where you, I don't know if they make them anymore.
Okay.
But you pull down on them and they pop out. Because trying to get comfortable sitting next to a tree is pretty hard to do. So I like being concealed. And then if you do have to move, I just wear black from the waist up, face mask, gloves.
Interesting.
So if you do move, because so you your background.
You don't wear camo then, huh?
You can, but because the back of you is black, so you kind of blend right in.
Sure.
And I just always stuck to it. Blinds sometimes don't last as long because you might leave them out and the weather, or the wind might take it away. But I usually just sit in there, and then I have a bog pod with the three legs, a really popular one. It almost feels like you're cheating because you can put the crossbow right in there you can let go and it stays right in front of you.
Oh, and you got enough room in there when your limbs open up. You're good
to
go. Yeah,
but I think it's like 60 inches by 60 inches, and you can like 72 inches tall. The Primo's double bull, old style. I just always like blinds, especially took my wife with. We were dating at the time, and she got her first turkey. And
nice.
So it's kind of nice. I think that was before Facebook. But anyway, I have a picture of it, but I wish I had video. But anyway... So she could sit in a chair, she'd be comfortable, and then, so that's another thing, is bringing people with. I wish I could bring more people with, but...
Yeah, and that's real popular today, especially if you're trying to involve younger hunters, getting them started in the sport and stuff, and you know yourself, with a couple of kids, you're going to have them out there with you, and, you know, that'll be nice to be able to conceal them and let them move around a little bit, yet you can still hunt. Yeah, I hunted with blinds too for a while. I liked them, but I just got to the point for me where they weren't as mobile as I wanted to be at that time. So I went just strictly with like camo netting to cover up my silhouette, and then camo and stuff, you know, of course, get your face mask on and your gloves and stuff like that, and get concealed back in the corner somewhere. But, you know, I started out, I don't know, is that what you started with, Adam? It's just that?
Because I tried.
Kind of stayed with it?
Yeah, because I've tried sitting next to a tree or on a tree, and I just can't sit still because you can't move when a turkey comes by or anything. So you get spoiled. You got a chair, you got a backrest, and so I want to try to be more mobile too, because you hear turkeys way over here.
Sure.
And you kind of want to move around a little bit.
Yeah.
So I want to see if I can maybe move around a little bit more, but the property hunt's pretty small, so it's not like I can walk forever, so...
Right. So do you use that during deer hunting too?
I have. This year I bought it's like a two-person quad pod stand with a protective, do video on that. You have two seats The platform, I think, is like 60 by 60. So that'll be kind of nice, but the ground blind is still okay because it depends on the wind too. So,
That's true too. So do
because
you
the
use
wind
like
is
a
going,
tri do you use like a tripod then in there with your crossbow on it or?
the bog pod thing
Yeah.
that clamps, yeah,
Oh
and
yeah.
it's. And then I mean, usually you have the stock right here, so you're pretty much ready to go. Then if you have to do something, yeah, we have plenty of room, so.
Yeah,
And,
plus the bow stays right there, you
yeah.
know. And if you're filming and stuff, it's nice to be able to swing that bow back and
Yep.
forth and up and back and forth and side to side, you know, and be able to move that freely without losing your aiming height and angle and stuff like that, you know.
And then I always worry too because ground blinds have supporting straps. And I'll show you pictures later where you can easily, a limb could hit them. You could shoot the strap by accident. I've done that with the muzzle loader. But anyway, there's different challenges, but it's pretty relaxing, you know. But again, you can't move around as much unless you get multiple blinds or. You try to walk around, so
So
yeah.
how portable is that? Is it kind of heavy or is it just set up and
It's
leave it there till you're done and then
yeah. Luckily, I can set it up and leave it, and it's in the woods, so it's not really windy. So I've never had a problem with it blowing away. I still stake it down,
Oh, yeah.
but yeah. If I were to move it around, it'd be. Because it all clap all his hubs, so it all collapses in. It's easier to carry, but then you gotta get in it, put the hubs out, and then and stake it down. But I do have that you did a podcast on it, the Ameristep dog house, I think. I haven't hunted out of it yet, but that'd be a good another good option to use. But you know what they say is like if you sit in this stand. A deer will be over here, or a turkey, when you usually sit over here.
Yeah, I
I
hear
don't know,
that.
but no,
So if you don't
yeah.
mind me asking, what brand is that blind that you use?
It's a Primos
Oh, okay.
double bowl.
Oh yeah. You said
So
that.
you have kind of one window, so it starts kind of closed on this side, and then it goes like, so it has a big, huge opening in
Wow,
front of you,
that's
so
nice. Yeah.
you can go like this with the window.
Oh.
So
Okay. Cool.
there's no like moving windows down or anything. There's usually no windows. It's like a yeah, so and then you can climb in and out of it if you have to also out of the window. It's not a window, but you do have a door behind you that's really nice, but you want to make sure there's no sun shining through, that you don't have holes in there because you'll have a hole when you didn't see it before. So because it's easy to put holes in, or you might rip something, or but yeah, Primos, and there's a lot of brands out there,
So
so,
what's the
but
one item, if you're going out ground hunting, what's the one item that you absolutely have to have with you? I mean, if it's your crossbow loader, that's fine, but I mean, is there a piece of equipment that you absolutely will not hunt without?
probably some sort of shooting support, like you said, like that bog pod. I could, if I have to, I can put like, I think like a foot off the ground. You have to spread the legs out, but or just anything to support, like if it's a log or a tree or something. But that would probably be the most, because offhand, I try not to, but
Yeah,
yeah.
it's tough. It's tough to do that even with the smaller, lighter bows even to get to shoot good offhand is tough when you're using that scope, you know, and
A
trying to
lot of
get
moving
that back
around.
to stay still when the deer is there, you're shaking anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll jump up with Jeremy now. We'll see what he's got to say, what he uses, unless you got more to add.
No, and then you'll see YouTube videos where you kind of want to set up your blind and kind of push the leaves and stuff that'll make noise out of the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I
because
do
it's
that
easy.
too. Yep.
Because some people, when they turkey hunt, they kind of push leaves around and it makes it sound like there's a turkey there.
Yeah,
So
scratch
that's kind
them.
of a good idea. Yeah. But yeah, sticks and leaves, you try to get it out of there. And then if it is raining out, it's kind of nice because you're kind of protected. And but I enjoy blind hunting. Like I said, I want to try to get out mobile more, like maybe sit out in the open. But again, I got to be really comfortable. Otherwise, I can't sit still. So.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, and that's the big thing about any kind of archery hunting is to be able to be comfortable and be still, you
Yep.
know. Okay. Very cool. So, Jeremy,
Yeah.
how you doing?
Good. Good.
Okay, good. You were sitting over there kind of quiet there, so I just
Well,
wanted to check on you.
I was listening to Adam and his setup. Mine is I started out basically hunting off the ground, sat on the ground, and I had a the Trulo hipstick that I used. I just kind of put that on the ground, either on my hip or, in between my legs. I'd use that.
Okay.
Can't see still if I'm up by a tree. I reach around too much. Well, then I decided, well, let's try a lawn chair. Let's see how that goes. That was a little bit better, but then when you're trucking in a little ways, it gets awful heavy to pack in, pack out.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, you're carrying that, and you got your crossbow on your shoulder, then you got the backpack, and it always seems to be getting caught up on something where it gets too heavy. So last year, I got a hold of a guy from custom gear modifications. I got myself a saddle, so and that was an absolute game changer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can wear that in. I can pick whatever tree I want, no matter if it's it could be a real skinny kind of narrow tree all the way up to a huge tree. I don't climb, as you both know, and a lot of other folks know. I am a double amputee below the knee. That's why I chose the saddle. I actually seen a person on TikTok. I was watching. This person forgot their platform, so they basically hooked their saddle up to a tree
Yeah.
on the ground, hunted with their bow without
Cool.
their sticks or platform. And I'm like, and the light come on. I'm like, hey, I can do this. That makes
Yeah.
sense. So I did that last year when I hunted in South Dakota.
How'd that work?
Once I actually got figured out how what I was doing and how you going to set it up, not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I played the wind, had my sight control on. I knowing this is being I'm a bigger person, I need to choose a little bit bigger of a tree because some of the trees that I was that I had in front of me
Yeah.
kind of didn't block me too well, so they did catch movement. But I had deer as close as 35 to 40 yards of me,
Sweet,
which
nice.
was, yeah.
So, what do you use for scent control?
I use Sempi. I got that from Wyvern Creations. I use a
Yeah.
Sempi for that. As far as washing my clothes, I use that All Free and Clear because I'm allergic to perfumes and dyes. So I just
Yes.
throw my here and there. And then I also, which I didn't know, and I wish I knew what video it was, but I don't remember anymore. But deer can see ultraviolet,
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep.
which I did not know. So now this year, when I start washing my clothes, I'm gonna look for also ultraviolet free on top of that. So take all that
Yep, I've done it. Yep.
away. But yeah, that saddle is definitely a game changer. I found I could sit longer. I had a lot better walking in. I wasn't, I only had my pack and my crossbow, so I didn't have to, worry about carrying a 12-pound chair.
Yeah,
Yeah, I didn't bring
or a big blind or something. Yeah,
all my.
yep, you're more definitely mobile.
That was nice. Like I said, I could hook up to any tree I wanted to. This year, I'm gonna buy a platform from Trophy Line. They've got a good
Okay.
platform that I'm looking at getting, just because it's gonna, I think it's gonna help a little bit more as the sitting part of it, the saddle, and maybe the leaning part. I won't lean so much, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a
I
video out there on our YouTube channel of you actually using that saddle setup on the tree. So that's something that
Yes, there
if
is.
someone's interested in actually seeing how that works, to go out there and take a look at that video. And then you also have another one explaining like where you got that equipment from and how you can personalize it and modify it to fit your hunting needs. So that's very cool too.
Absolutely. I would highly, highly recommend, and like I've told people before, just to your saddle doesn't mean you have to be 15 feet in tree to harvest their deer or see deer, because you don't have to be. I'm a prime example of that. I don't, and like I said, even on the platform, if you do it right, you could almost shoot 360 feet around that tree. Both strong side and weak side. And of course, the nice thing, how I'm going to set it up is I'm only going to set that platform up to maybe a foot and a half off the ground. So if I would happen to lose my footing, I'm not,
You
and that's a nice
it's
thing about that
safer.
is, yeah, I'm going to be safe. And I mean, I wouldn't use it at all, period. Though I'm going to bring it with, because there were times in South Dakota that, and in Minnesota when I was hunting, that when I shouldered up my crossbow, I was actually able to get all the way around a tree, almost 360, on both my weak side and my strong side. And of course, if they come, if which you don't hope to do, but if you would happen to follow them around where they do get to your, it's so simple just to turn around and have your back towards a tree. So that's the nice thing about having that saddle is that tree is now your blind.
So
So they come in.
what do you use for a cover scent? Do you use anything like, any kind of spray or wafers or,
I
scent cover, or do you just wash and try to be scent free?
well, I walk and try to be as scent free as I can. I do. My dad did it when I was a kid, so I try to do it. I try and maybe the last, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 yards, I spray like some K69 or something on the bottom of my boots, so that if a deer would hit that, it smells, so they're not kind of getting. I don't know if it works or not. My dad used it all the time before when he went out hunting. His last 100 yards from where he was at, he'd put it, spray some on the bottom of his boots,
Well, what's nice about doing that too is you're leaving a scent trail, and when the wind blows, it blows that scent, way away from you. So, if he's using any kind of an attractant like, Tink 69 or some kind of, that works too. But Adam, do you use a cover scent? I never asked you, did I?
Last year I tried a pine spray something, and then I was sitting in a tripod crossbow hunting, and I heard a big sneeze or snort right behind me, so I don't know if that if they saw me or they still smelled me or they're not used to that smell.
Yeah. You know, that's
Because,
one thing that you're right on. You got to really be careful
yeah.
because if there's no pine trees in that area, let's say, or no apple trees in that area, and these deer have never smelt that, and you spray it on you or on your feet or whatever, you go out there. That's like, to me, it's almost like dumping gasoline on your boots because they ain't never smelt that before.
Yeah, and the thing is, I was in pine, kind of tucked away in pine trees about 10 feet high.
Nice.
And,
Nice.
but I was thinking, deer, they're out 365, 24 hours a day, whatever. If they smell something new, whether it's, if we put like that much scent on it, that might be like, that's really, really, really strong, I've heard. So
Oh,
sometimes
sure.
if you, but I'm sure they can maybe tell a difference.
Hey,
I
yeah.
mean, I know the younger ones and they're curious still,
Yeah.
but I think that's, I try to do that ozone bag, which I think makes a difference.
Oh yeah,
You
sure. I
just,
mean, we all have our thing, right?
sure.
You know,
And you can
which
make your
is
own. Yeah.
pretty cool. So, yeah. Well, Jeremy, anything else that I gotta ask you? What is the one piece of equipment that you would absolutely have to have when you go out there hunting? It's a good question, I think.
I would have to say my range finder, just for the simple
Yes.
fact of it is I can't judge distance to save my life. I couldn't
Yeah.
tell you that deer was 20 yards
Yeah.
or that deer was 15. If I have my range finder and I can read different trees, I can remember, okay, that tree is 40.
Sure.
Okay, this
Yeah.
tree is 25. Okay, so if he's between them two, I can, but yeah, no, my range finder is one thing I will not,
Okay, cool.
I can come back and I forgot it one time, but I came back and got it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I've
yeah.
done that with equipment, two things that you
Yep.
have to have with you.
Yep.
You know, and with the more modern equipment that is getting made, you know, like the Oracle scopes and stuff that have
Yep.
all that built in it. It's so nice and handy instead of having to remember that extra piece of equipment or making sure
Yeah.
the batteries are good in or whatever. But that is a good piece of equipment. I mean, I think every one of us has to have that out there in archery
Yeah.
in general, whether you're shooting compound or traditional or crossbow. You know, you need to know where that animal is standing. So very cool.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I started out ground hunting mainly because I had no personal or private land to hunt on. So I had to hunt always on public land. And I know that when I first started, it was like, man, I can't leave out there. We couldn't leave our stands out or anything, you know. We had to have them down every night, then you got to go out and put them up every morning. So I kind of got to the point where I thought, you know, I'm just going to try this ground hunting. And I started that with just my basic equipment. Like I just had a 5 gallon bucket for a chair that I
Yeah.
spray painted off season, of course, you know, to camouflage it. And then I carried a, you know, those little pads you can get that you kneel on,
Yep.
and that fit right inside that bucket, and I had a strap, and I would put that on and carry that out to where I was gonna, you know, set down and try to harvest an animal. And so it was pretty ancient stuff, you know, just real down and dirty, but it worked. You know, and so at you know, and when something works, you always think, well, that's great, but maybe this will be better, you know. Well, I got to the point where I was just using knee pads. I would just go out and kneel down and really get concealed into the surrounding brush or whatever. And after a while, though, after years of that, you know, your knees take abuse. And so I kind of quit doing that and went back to the bucket. And then from there, I went to tree stands, you know. for a while because it just gave me the elevation to get up above everything, you know, which was okay. But I really, after you ground hunted, for me, hunting in an elevated stand just takes away from the thrill. I mean, you know what it's like to be on the ground and be 15, 20, 25 yards from your animal there. I mean, that is exciting. I mean, nothing that I can think of, and I've hunted a lot of different species and different, you know, upland game birds, all this stuff, and I can't think of anything more exhilarating than having that almost at eye level with you looking at you. You know.
Yeah, and then knowing that you're not even there.
Gosh, your heart just pounds like crazy. Yeah. So that drew me back into ground hunting, and as I got older, the trees were just not an option to climb up and down anymore either for me, because my knees, you know, both of them have been replaced and stuff, so, you know, the mobility. So now what I do is I have a Millennium tree seat, which is a chair that is very lightweight.
Yep.
And folds, carry it on your back or in your hands. I mean, it's like 3-4 pounds, but it holds like 400 pounds is the rating on it. So you can go out and strap that to a tree and sit in that forever. It's comfortable. And then I have some camo netting that I lay over my legs and stuff like that, you know, so it breaks that silhouette up. And then I have that, I don't know what they call it. It's like a support stick that I think it's made by Primos, and it sets on your, it sets on your leg, and then you can set your crossbow up onto that, you know, so you've got something that's stable that way.
Yeah.
So that, and then that's pretty much all the gear that I need to be out there, because I'll find an area that they're in, look for a tree that will, I think, will be a fairly easy shot as far as distance, and then what cover I have, and just kind of play with it from there. But so that's the deal. My scent control is pretty much the same as you guys. You wash your clothes and, you know, your scent free detergent, and then I have wafers that are earth scented, because no matter where I go, they've all smelt dirt, right? Unless you're maybe hunting in the city where it's all concrete. I don't know, but, you know, most of the deer have smelt that dirt smell, so I don't think it's such too alarming to them. So that's what I've always preferred, you know. And then, of course, I have the spray to put on my boots and stuff that's earth-scented, cover spray, stuff like that, and then head out to wherever I'm going to hunt. But, you know, that's pretty much it. And I guess the one piece of equipment that I could not be without, I think I could not go out and hunt without, would have to be probably my crossbow. That's what I would say. But now, secondary thinking of it, I would really say my cell phone too, because I really like to have that for safety. In case something was to happen, I can get a hold of somebody and say, hey, you know, here's where I'm at. So I know I never go out without that either. So, you know, that would be my choices there. But
yeah, that when I was hunting, especially in South Dakota, I would send my wife a pin from my RX to the phone.
Yes.
And I said, this is where I'm at. I said, so I mean, you know, if you get a hold of game warden or something like that, you can tell them to hop on X.
I have to learn how to do that, because I have on X. I think we all do.
Yeah.
And you know that we can make a group also on X, and we can pin where we're at, and we'll each all know where we're at and stuff like that too. So that would be interesting. I got to figure out how I can do that and then send that to the wife's phone. That's a real good idea.
Yep, I always do that. I also make sure I tell her too, okay, this is the time I left, and this is the time you can expect me home. If I'm not home, give me an hour after that time. If I'm not home in an hour, start calling.
Yeah.
You know, and I made sure that when I left there and when I went there, I took the exact same route. Hmm. So there's no deviation. And in that, after I sent her the pin, it also had on there, they have that tracking feature that I always turned on so that when I sent it to her, it would actually show what route I took into the woods to get to where I was at. So if I was hurt or something like that, they could track, okay, he started here and he ends up here. Well, this is the track, this is the route that he took. So that they can get to me
exactly
faster.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a good idea to have that, you know, when you're solo hunting. That's why I really like it, trying to always hunt with a partner. You know, it just, it's funner, for one thing, because, you know, you get to talk about your hunt stuff more and what you're doing and where you're going and what you've learned and stuff like that. But it's also safer as we get older, like, you know, we're starting to do and stuff like that. So, well, it's been fun talking about this. I like this. I think this is going to be fun putting these blogs together, and I hope people out there will enjoy watching them and listening to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the stuff we may talk about, people have already done that, talked about it or discussed it, you know. But then again, you know, we're showing our different styles and stuff and different equipment to them on this one, so hopefully that'll help somebody, you know.
And then maybe they can take some from Adam, some from you, or some from me, and put it to use in their hunting situation. You know, they can take bits and pieces from, you know, like I did from that TikTok video. You know, I took that, basically that concept, and like, you know, yeah, that makes a lot of sense now on how that should be done.
Sure.
Yeah.
And little things like, I've always had this deer cart, you know, two wheels, just a basic deer cart.
Sure.
Anything deer cart, and all of a sudden, why can't I? So now I tie my chair, tripod, and blind to it. It's like simple things like that.
Exactly.
It's nice. Yeah, it's like, why can't I think of this earlier? So.
Yeah.
I seen a guy went.
I've never used it for deer, so I was going to say I never used it for deer before. I just used it to carry stuff in and out. So,
there was a friend of mine on Facebook. He used a pulled behind golf cart.
That might be the guy I seen out in the woods. I was just going to say I seen a guy once doing that.
Got a pulled behind golf cart that he carries his chair, his crossbow, his bag.
Yeah.
He's got it all strapped up onto this thing. That's all he does is he pulls it out to the woods to where he's going to hunt at. And, you know, sets up. Then at the end of the day when he's done, he packs it all up there and hauls it right back out again.
Nice.
You know, the simplest thing I've ever seen. He's got like a little camel net goes around it that he, you know, fits, you know, the front of it so everything's all contained. And, yeah, it's really sweet, you know. Hey, so you picked a cart up at the rummage sale for $5.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's all in what, you know, your imagination can run wild, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, listen, you guys, I think this will probably be up on our YouTube and our Facebook page and then also on our website. Probably sometime, I'm hoping this week, this will post up for everybody so they can check that out. And then probably look for us again in a week or two. We'll post another one and just kind of see how this thing goes and where it leads us to. So until then, you guys have a good evening. I'm going to let you guys go. I'm done unless you have any other questions or comments you want to throw in here. Sounds good. Thank you. Yeah, we'll talk about that and figure out what who our next guests are going to be and stuff. It won't always just be us three. We'll try to encourage people to jump on our blog with us and that'll be interesting to see how that goes, you know. So, anything else as far as the ground hunting or?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, all right then. Have a good night.
Yep.
And I will let you guys know when this posts out.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.